A cloud of pain darkened the heart of Hector. Amid attackers he went forward, helmed in the fiery bronze. And now the son of Cronus took in hand the storm cloud with its fringe and fitful glare, and hid in cloud Mount Ida. Flash on flash he let his lightning fall with rumbling thunder, shaking the earth. To the Trojans now he gave clean victory, and he routed the Achaeans. First to panic was Peneleus, the Boeotian. As he turned, face to the front, he took a spear wound in the shoulder, just a grazing wound, but one that nicked the bone from Polydamas's point, thrust close at hand. And at close quarters, Hector wounded Leotis, great Electrian's son, on the forearm and put him out of action. He retreated, thinking no longer with one useless hand to fight the Trojans. And as Hector chased him, Idomeneus cast at the Trojan's cuirass, hitting him near the nipple, but the shaft broke off below the point. A cry went up from the Trojan side, and Hector threw in turn at Idomeneus, mounted now in his chariot. By a hair he missed him. But the spear brought down Meriones's friend and driver, Cyrenus. From Cretan Lictus, Cyrenus had come, along with Meriones. At first, that day, Idomeneus had left the camp and ships on foot, in peril, offering the Trojans a triumph, had not Cyrenus driven up full speed and come abreast to be his savior, shielding him from his evil hour. Cyrenus now lost his life to Hector, killer of men, who speared him under jaw and ear, and pried his teeth out, roots and all, splitting his tongue. Down from his chariot he fell, dropping the reins to earth. Meriones bent to take them in his own hands, then said to Idomeneus, "Use your whip to make it to the camp. You know as well as I there's no fight left in the Achaeans." Away and toward the ships, Idomeneus lashed his horses with long manes, for fear had entered him at last. Great Ajax and Menelaus were not blind. They saw that Zeus accorded victory to the crowd before it. "Damn this day," he said. "A fool would know that Zeus had thrown his weight behind the Trojans. All their stones and javelins hit the mark, whoever flings them, good soldier or bad. As for ourselves, no luck at all. Our shots are spent against the ground. We, too, alone, may think what's best to do, somehow to try dragging the body back, as we ourselves return alive to comfort friends of ours. There they are, desperately looking toward us, hopeless now of a pause in Hector's rage, his uncontainable handiwork. They see he'll break in on our black ship,